Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome.
And here we are once again on a Friday evening on Manx Radio as we head towards, what could be the summer, or maybe not. It is the best in modern and contemporary jazz. Jumping in with myself, H.
And me, Chris, yes. Welcome along to this week's Jumping In. As usual, we've got a spectacular show for you, highlighting some of the freshest talent emerging on the global jazz stage, not to mention more gems that keep being found in cupboards under the stairs. And as TT Practice Week looms and the pre-TT Southern 100 Classic is underway, we can't help but notice the change in the weather that might be interrupting things. And as I came along the promenade, I did notice more bikes, I must say, but they all had R or L plates on, so stay safe, all of you out there, our two-wheel visitors and racers alike. So with lots of visitors making land, what have you been checking out this week, H, other than keeping on top of the bacon butty orders for your guests?
Yes, well, I was down at Ronnie Scott's the other week to see Bill Lawrence, a lovely chap. Didn't get an interview, sadly, but did get the CD and a cracking set there as well. Most I've ever enjoyed him, I think, to be honest. The great Mick Goodrick and his Bio Rhythms will be joining us, and we'll be going under the surface with Sumi Tanuka.
And for me, we listen, we are deafened by the lack of noise. We're in a parallel place, but couldn't care less. We've heard that life is one, but to get us on the road, an impressive debut from Blow Globe, the 10-piece big band with a difference from Juilliard graduate, educator, band leader, drummer and award-winning composer, John Storino. The band's self-titled album is just called Blow Globe, and from it, here's Year of the Globe. And that's how you do that. Wow. Yep. Year of the Globe from the exciting debut release from John Stirino and Blow Glow, the band. Managers, John says, to encapsulate the full breadth of the wind orchestra into a compact 10-piece unit. So who are they and what are they playing? Well, the lineup, which does change, he says, currently comprises Nathan Riesing on alto sax and flute, Abdias Amenteros on tenor sax, soprano sax and clarinet, Garrett Winfield on bass clarinet, baritone and saxophone, and baritone sax, Kazu Tanaka on French horn, Summer Camargo on trumpet and flugel, Jasim Fats Perales on trombone, Max Light on guitar, Chris McCarthy on piano, who incidentally has a very fine new release of his own, we'll be bringing you that some later show, Roel Race on double bass, and John Stirino on the drums, as well as composition and arranging, plus a guest vocalist on a couple of tracks and additional flute. Whew. When he's not teaching or on with his own band, John can be found behind the kit with the award-winning Miyo Hazima M Unit or the Jehai Lee Jazz Orchestra, or indeed remotely drumming in his studio for projects around the globe. Busy chap then, and definitely want to watch.
Yeah, another one of these mega-talented people. You think, how do they fit it all in? And super tight arranging there, really good stuff. I must check that out. I haven't actually listened to that one before, so I'll be listening into that in the next few weeks when I find a few minutes. Too much music, not enough time, as they say. However, I was down in London just last week for the first time in a wee while. As is always the case, you're looking around to see what jazz is on, and there's always things which have just been on or just coming on. But in the middle, and I could still get in, Bill Lawrence and his trio, with snarky puppy piano player and one of the founder members, of course. Now, if I'm really honest, hand on heart, I have seen Bill before in a different setting, and I'm not the world's greatest snarky puppy fan. I enjoy their stuff, they're super popular, and, you know, I get it, but by and large, a little snarky puppy goes a fairly long way with me, and I sort of thought, well, we're going to see Bill in any case, and I have to say, definitely the best setting I've seen Bill in, celebrating the Mark 8 Fender Rhodes, would you believe? More buttons, I think he said, and different circuit. I don't know what, but it's Mark Rhodes. I don't know how many Mark 8s are out there, but he's a fan of it. He had the Mark 8 there, he had a Mellotron, he had the grand piano set up, and his trio, and corking stuff it was too. This is a track called Do What You Want. Do What You Want from the Mark 8 sessions by Bill Lawrence and his trio. And he played that live in an extended version, a bit longer. That's about five minutes, that track, a bit under. I think he played a good 10-minute version at Ronnie's. Cracking stuff it was too, I must admit. The most, certainly the best I've seen Bill Lawrence, in my humble opinion, in any case. I like the setting, I like the music. Like I said, the Mark 8 Rhodes, £10,000, my keyboard guru tells me there, so I won't be getting one soon, but our Luxembourg correspondent might be thinking, well, how much is my Mark 1 or 2 worth? I don't know, but they still sound good. Sounds remarkably like the earlier versions, but there must be something worth the extra money. And a Mellotron that Leo said, the piano, so he's moving around between the keyboards very effectively, and cracking stuff on the Flint Music and Rhodes. He said, actually bought that there, as people do, particularly after a nice meal and a bottle of wine. But he said, yeah, get this one. It's not available in the shops or online or whatever. I haven't looked to see whether that's actually true or not, but I don't regret it. Good stuff, really good night. With him on his trio, like I said, Bill Lawrence on the Rhodes Mark 8, as he was keen to point out, the Mellotron, and Manila Claffey on bass. He got a great round of applause as well. Another East Ender, I think. Electric and upright. He started on upright, swapped over to electric. Great on both. And Oscar Ogden on the drums from up north, as it were. Cracking stuff, that. Really enjoyed that. Bill Lawrence. I will listen out to more Bill Lawrence. To be fair, I really enjoyed his last one on ACT, I think it was. So check that out, or go and see him if he's around in a town near you.
You might have to dig into the history of Snarky, because I think, in fact, one of my favourite Snarky tracks, Holland to go all the way back to Tell Your Friends, which was 2010. Have a listen to that. Ready Wednesday, that was a Bill Lawrence track, and one of my favourite Snarky tracks. Still, as they say. Well, next up from me, and a new name to me, is a Russian-born saxophonist, Olga Amolchenko. Olga went into full-time music education, aged just 15 in the hometown of Abakan, studying choral music and conducting originally, before moving on to the sax, aged 22. Then she went to Cologne as a jazz undergraduate, then on to Berlin to study further as a jazz performance master's in jazz composition in 2019. Now she's a regular on the Paris jazz scene, so she's been around a bit. Her latest release, her fourth, in fact, so they are, missed the last three, due for release on the Edition label, which will certainly get more listeners in the UK and this part of Europe, I think, on the 11th of July, and it's called The Howling Silence, and from it, here's the title track. Thank you. There we go. Howling Silence from the forthcoming release on Edition Records, due out on the 11th of July. Driven by injustice and the political unrest in the world, and there's plenty of that, I'm afraid, it's a very strong composition-led album, and I think an original sax voice in Olga. And on this album, she's joined by pianist Enzo Carniel, bassist Etienne Renard, and drummer Jesus Vega, plus a guest guitarist and fellow housemate on Edition Records, Matthew Stevens. We've had a few of his, including his last solo guitar. Very nice.
Very nice indeed. You are listening, of course, to Jumpin' In with Chris and myself, H, here on Manx Radio, the best in modern and contemporary jazz. We are heading under the surface now with pianist and composer Sumi Tanuka. We'll be right back. new name on me, it has to be said, and him as well, I believe. Sumi Tanaka, pianist, composer, hailing out of Philadelphia, and has been around for some time, has played, I was looking who she's played with over the years, she's played with Kenny Burrell, Benny Golson, the wonderful Odeon Pope, who used to play with Max Roach, and indeed with Philly Joe Jones. Has wonderful mixed parentage of an African-American dad and a Japanese mum, and maybe hence the name, I don't know. But like I said, been on the scene for quite some time. This is her work, very much Philly, or like I say, she's very proud of her Philly roots, hence she also has fellow Philadelphian, the wonderful drummer Jonathan Blake with her on this one, guesting. But this is Looking at the Secret World of Trees and Underground Connections. That's those mycorrhizal connections, the fungi binding society, she says, in the suite she's called Under the Surface, a Chamber Music America New Jazz Works Commission, available at the end of next month. It's out, in fact, June the 27th via ARC. Like I said, celebrating, she says, this whole system of life underneath her feet, all this fungi, which is so important. She says, for 30 plus years, I played with Jonathan Blake's dad, who was a jazz violinist. I knew Jonathan as a boy, and I'm so pleased to see him as a major musician in his own right now. That's the closing movement from the suite, Under the Surface, and it says, duo passage between Blake and Washington concludes with a reference to the girl from Ipanema. Didn't catch that. Didn't you catch that?
I didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that either. A cheeky quote, she says, taking us back to the origin of all life in the sea.
The underground culture could be referring to jazz clubs, because that's where jazz audiences and by the sound of it, with all these musicians that we haven't come across, it just shows we need to get out more.
Good great stuff, though. I like that. Bit of composed, a bit of free stuff. Enjoyed that. I'll listen
it's more. Great that there's so much new jazz around, and it's not even all new, but you just haven't come across it before. Now, a new release from somebody who we have had before, from the forthcoming album from American-born pianist and composer Zayla Margosian, whose second album, The Road, only came out in February. In fact, haven't got around to playing that yet. Having enjoyed her unique blend of ethno-jazz, her description not mine, I had previously featured her debut album, Transition, when it came out back in 2018. But not yet the one that came out in February, and now another one's on the way. Here's the title track, Indifferent World, sent to us as a bit of a taster. Very nice indeed, yeah. In Different World, another album reflecting on the unrest and injustice in the world today from American-born pianist and composer Zayla Margosian and her quintet. Resident in Sydney, Australia since 2017, the quintet has been a receipt of awards for both jazz and world music, and you can hear why, so ethno-jazz is probably an appropriate term. The quintet is unchanged: Stuart Van de Graaff on sax and woodwinds, Jacques Emery on bass, Adam Yilmaz on percussion, and Alexandra Inman Hislop on the drums, and with Zayla composing all the music and leading from the piano. Liking this one a lot, can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
Indeed. We'll go back in time a bit with this next one, which I picked up fairly recently. The great Mick Goodrick, sadly no longer with us. And the only album I think I've got under his own name I can remember playing is a wonderful one on ECM called In Passing with John Sermon on saxes. This is called Biorhythms with his trio, Mick on guitar, Harvey Schwartz bass, Gary Chaffee on the drums. And this is the title track. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jumpin' In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
Yes, indeed, recorded live. I'm the vocalist. Good Lord, I must be slipping. Shades of Sound, that album's called. Gil Evans Project Live at the Jazz Standard. Sadly, I think the Jazz Standard is closed at the moment. I'm in New York shortly. I will go and find out. Volume 2, a new album from the Grammy Award-winning producer Ryan Truesdell. That's just came out on the 30th of May on Outside In Music. And thanks very much to Braithwaite and Katz Communications for sending us that one. Ryan Truesdell reopens the Gil Evans Project with that new collection of sound, their Shades of Sound, Laughing at Life, as you can gather that one is called, following in the footsteps of the band's two critically acclaimed and Grammy Award winning nominated albums, Centennial and Lines of Colour. Shades of Sound continuing to delve into the legacy of the great Gil Evans, and some great musicians on that one. Lewis Nash on drums, Donnie McCaslin on saxes, Steve Wilson, Ryan Keberly, and the late Frank Kimbra as well. Recorded in May of 2014 by James Farber. Before that, Mick Goodrick, wonderful stuff. Mick, again, a limited output, I think, did a lot of his time teaching and died back in 2022. Spent a lot of time teaching in Berkeley, I think. Worked with Gary Burton. And, of course, Pat Metheny quotes him, and you can hear it in some of his work, as one of his great influences. And that's going back to 1990. God, we're going back a bit there, aren't we? Mick on guitar, Harvey Schwartz bass, Gary Chaffee at the drums with a track, the title track from the album Biorhythms.
And it does look like it's permanently closed, although it seems like there's a chance that it might be.
Well, I keep hearing that, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, and lucky old you going to New York. Yes, I need to get out more. Well, it's nearly time for us to hit the road, but before we do go, there's time for a recent release from an old friend of the show, Marius Nesset and his quintet, retaining the lineup of their 2022 release, Happy. The band have honed their playing on the road and become a really tight unit. Not that they were slack to start off with, although perhaps they may have missed the memo that said less is more today, but anyway, who cares when the result is quite so joyous? The lineup is Connor Chaplin on bass and Neset's longtime associates, Swedish drummer Anton Eger, with a complimentary duo of keyboard whizzers, Magnus Hjorth and Elliot Galvin on keyboards and piano. With the title track from the new album on ACT label, here's Cabaret, and I think they've rolled the whole show into one track. See you in TT Week and stay safe.
Yeah, watch those bikes. Cheerio.
Bye for now. Thank you.